to the Village Creative Radio Show. I'm your host, William Harris. This show is dedicated to the power of creativity, featuring creative minds and creative topics, ranging from a variety of artistic disciplines. But tonight and for the past few weeks, we have been concentrating on music and covering a few topics that I've been passionate about in relation to music. Tonight we will explore conscious music, this business of hip-hop and conscious music. And what I'd like to do tonight is to explore the roots of conscious music. We're going to listen to a few selections from Mr. Oscar Brown Jr., James Brown, Lauryn Hill, KRS-One, and a few other artists. And I hope you stay tuned. Call in, give your thoughts. The number is 917-932-1078. If you have any thoughts about hip-hop music, the consciousness, the lack of consciousness, whatever that may be to you, whatever that may mean to you, rather, give us a call. Contribute your thoughts. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will begin our discussion into this business of conscious music. We'll be back in a moment.
Why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, kosher-certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs, and with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Okay, we are back. Once again, this is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show, and I'm your host, William Harriet. Tonight's topic is, what is conscious rap music? That's what we're going to be exploring tonight. And I came across a description, a definition, if you will, and it's very debatable in terms of what conscious rap is, but one of the best descriptions that I came across was basically conscious rap is about having awareness, feelings, and thoughts about the external world around you. And those feelings could be political feelings, they could be social feelings, they could be religious feelings, they could be a wide variety of feelings and thoughts. But the key to conscious rap is there is always this feeling of being ready to take action. And rap music has always had that element of taking action involved in it. With that said, on the flip side of conscious rap, and we're going to explore the roots of conscious rap, but there's always been this counter side to the conscious rap, the more party, have a good time, get with the ladies sort of a thing, show off your money, this sort of counterculture that sort of counteracts what's happening with rap music or rapping, if you will. And this goes all the way back to the 1960s, if you will. And we've always had this debate going back and forth. I mean, whether it was the Rudy Ray Moores or the Blowfly, you had all of these people that were doing these sort of counter things against what was happening with, let's say, the conscious music. You had the conscious music and the more not so conscious, if you will. So this battle, this back and forth has been going on for many, many years. It's not a new phenomenon. It's always been a part of rap culture, rap music, street culture, if you will. Okay? What we're going to do is start off by playing a selection from Mr. Oscar Brown Jr. Now, Oscar Brown Jr. was a lyricist, a poet. He penned many, many songs for a lot of the jazz musicians of the time, whether it was Max Roach. He worked with Roach. He worked with John Coltrane, several artists. Mongo Santa Maria was one of his more famous pens of adding lyrics to Afro Blue. Very, very versatile in his writing. And we're going to play a selection from his entitled Bit of Men. Once again, this is Oscar Brown Jr. with Bit of Men from the album Sin Sin.
Bit of Men, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bit 'em in. Auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homey queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bid 'em in. Gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see. Cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bid 'em in. She's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Here's a bit of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bid 'em in. 350's beating, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who's 86? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Then so, once again, that was Oscar Brown Jr., Sin and Soul, and Then Some. Now, I know there was not much background music to that, but I wanted to start this show off with that particular selection, because it highlights this element of poetry that is embedded in the rap culture. And as far as I'm concerned, rap music, hip-hop, it's much more of a literary phenomenon than it is a musical phenomenon. The music is really more of a backdrop to the lyrics, as far as I'm concerned. But if you'd like to debate that, go ahead and call in. The number is 917-932-1087. Next up, a far more popular song that we all should be familiar with anyway. Mr. James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And James Brown is a very much credited as being one of the godfather of soul, of course, but one of the cornerstones in terms of hip-hop as well. And a lot of his songs were sang, but a lot of them were really just spoken. And he would just, you know, rap to the people at times. And one of the things that I think is really outstanding about his ability to just rap or just talk with the people is when Martin Luther King was shot in 1968, he had a concert performance in Boston, and that performance helped keep people at peace. People were attending his concert, people were very upset, but his ability to talk with the people, to rap with the people, to connect with people, made it so that they stayed. They enjoyed the music, and they decided not to destroy the city and cause millions of dollars in damage and really mess things up. But anyway, let's go ahead and have a listen to Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. All right, once again, that was Say It Loud by James Brown. Civil rights sort of activism in his music, but his music was good music. Now, James Brown, of course, was not the only person rapping during the 60s and early 70s. He also had folks like George Clinton that would do his share of talking in his music and rapping to the people, and Curtis Mayfield also with the Impressions. They would take some time out to just sort of speak on some things as well as integrate messages in the music. And this was a part of the music in that time. I would say that rap has always been a part of this integrated fabric in black music. And we like to give credit to a certain amount of people, and we like to sometimes chart the birth of hip-hop somewhere in the late 70s or early 80s, but I would suggest that it's always been a part of the music at some level. We're going to move on into The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Mr. Gil Scott-Heron. Mr. Gil Scott-Heron was born in April 1949, and he passed away just last year in May 2011. He had a wonderful album his last album was actually pretty good. I got a chance to listen to some of it. You should check it out. But we're going to play one of his old classics, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Mr. Gil Scott-Heron.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog moths confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. That's right, it won't be televised, but if you ask the people in the Arab Spring, the revolution will be streamed live via your smartphone. How about that? We are going to take a quick commercial break. This would be sort of a first segment of our presentation tonight. Once again, we had Mr. Oscar Brown Jr., born 1926, passed away in 2005. James Brown, 1933, passed away 2006. And Gil Scott-Heron, 1949, passed away just last year. How's that for old school rappers born in these earlier times of the years? We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we will have more hip-hop, rap music, consciousness. Let's have this discussion. We'll be back in a moment. Once again, this is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. I'm your host, William Harriet. We'll be back in a moment.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short-selling their homes by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
Hello, America. It's me, Charmaine, the author of the book, The Bait to Get Your Mate. Are you tired of being alone? Are you tired of men not approaching you? And just tired of not choosing the right mate? Well, I'm here to help. Pick up my book, The Bait to Get Your Mate, and learn how to be a winner in love. Learn who you are in a relationship, how to choose the right mate, and how to get them to commit without saying a word. Go to thebaittogetyourmate.com and pick up your copy today and become a winner in love.
We are back. Once again, this is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. Again, we are revisiting this concept of consciousness in rap music. And what I'd like to do is to sort of take some time to talk about what I'd like to think of as a little bit more of the 80s hip hop and some of the artists that were involved in the sort of next generation, if you will, of hip-hop. One of the most notable 80s and probably one of the most significant would be Public Enemy and their song Fight the Power. And this song is sort of just really, really interesting how this particular song evolved. It came out as part of the soundtrack to the movie Do the Right Thing. So you couldn't really separate the song from the movie. And the movie was powerful and the song was powerful. And even though there was not necessarily a direct connection between the movie and the song, it sort of anchored one another and created this very, very powerful dialogue or this powerful, I'd say, contrast, if you will, in terms of what was happening in the movie and what was happening in the song. And not only were the lyrics and the music so strong, the track was just so hard. I mean, it hit like a sledgehammer. And when you put that into the context with the movie, it just had a very powerful effect. We're going to go ahead and take a listen to Public Enemy, Fight the Power.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Self-defense of fitness. So much to show. You got fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the power to free.
Once again, that was Fight the Power, Public Enemy. Came through in 1989. I remember that very clearly. Very, very, very clearly. I enjoyed that one. But once again, the power of those lyrics. I mean, we're talking about a song where not only was this song very strong in terms of its lyrical content, but it separated itself because it was very critical. There was a critical analysis of the current state of affairs in Black America and how things were, the way things were framed in terms of freedom of speech. You know, are we still exercising that? Don't Worry, Be Happy won a Grammy and was considered to be this really, really crossover song that had this wonderful appeal. But as you heard, you know, Don't Worry, Be Happy was a number one jam. Then if I say it, you can slap me right here. You know, it questions and it challenges a lot of things that were hadn't been questioned in terms of what was going on in the culture of those days. And I think that's one of the things that made that particular song so powerful. And it really tapped into the consciousness of people at that time. Now, we're going to continue this, and I'm going to play for you a conscious song penned by the group Two Live Crew. And for those of you that don't know, Two Live Crew started out in California, and then they eventually worked their way to South Florida. But while they were there, they put together the song entitled Revelations. And it was one of my favorite songs at the time. It was very, very eye-opening to me, and I've always been a fan of the Two Live Crew, if for nothing else, just for this song, because it was came out at a time where it really opened my eyes to some things. But here we go. The Two Live Crew with Revelation.
One, two, you don't stop.
Thank you.
Once again, that was the two live crew with Revelations, one of their old school joints. They produced back in 1984. Can you believe that? Interestingly enough, even though they started off as sort of conscious-minded rappers and they relocated to South Florida and met Luke and the two live crew, and they sort of changed things up a little bit. They got more into, you know, women and partying and all sorts of other things. We'll put it that way. what's interesting was once Luther Campbell got in trouble with the Broward County Sheriff's Office, he also went back into conscious mind and rapping with his Band in the USA album, which is pretty interesting. And it just goes to show that, and this is something else that I found interesting about this whole conversation of conscious rap versus not so conscious rap. To outsiders, it may seem like there is this distinction between the two. But within the hip hop community, within the rappers themselves, they really don't see it as a distinction. If you pay attention, you'll notice that just about all of the rappers have some element of consciousness in their lyrics. And even your conscious-minded rappers have party, have a good time, get the ladies elements in their hip-hop as well. So amongst the hip-hop artists, you know, there's really not that much of a distinction. The question is, what audience are you targeting? And that very much determines how much of one you may do over the other. Something to think about. You could say that it's, conscious versus non-conscious could be two sides of the same coin. As a matter of fact, there's an argument to be made that to counteract the negative images or the negative lyrics that you hear in hip-hop, the solution is conscious-minded lyrics in hip-hop. So the problem with hip-hop could very well be the solution of hip-hop if you simply dig deep enough and present those ideas in their proper context. We're going to continue in a short while, but we're going to take a commercial break, a very quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with a few more selections. Once again, this is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. I'm your host, William Harriet. We'll be back in a moment.
When you miss a show by the PR experience, you get mad. When you get mad, you throw things out the window. When you throw things out the window, it hits your neighbor. When it hits your neighbor, he punches you and you lose teeth. When you lose teeth, you have to see a weekend dentist. And when you see a weekend dentist, you end up looking like Flavor Flav. Don't end up looking like Flavor Flav. Attend the next PR Experience show, Friday, October 26th, Cats Cafe, starting at 9 o'clock.
I would definitely be in attendance. I don't want to lose any teeth, so I will be in the place to check out. Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to go ahead and continue with some of this conscious-minded music. And we're going to play a selection from Mr. KRS-One. You cannot talk about consciousness in hip-hop without mentioning the name KRS-One. This gentleman has produced over 20 albums since 1987. He's a key figure in the conscious movement of rap, and we're going to play a selection from his entitled False Pride from the Sneak Attack album of 2001.
Okay, now listen to this. A mystical teacher sat by the seaside. It was about 5 o'clock because we heard the free ride. Anyway, the teacher was talking in stride, sitting upon a rock that was wide, warning against false pride. Come to where I reside, a woman cried, and the teacher replied, do you serve your fish fried? Yes, she replied, with potato salad on the side, and the teacher replied, well, where do you reside? She said, up on the hillside, it's not a far ride. If you came to have dinner, I would be so gratified. The teacher replied, it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you decide. She replied, 7 o'clock, do you like stir fried? She was mystified and felt so dignified, the teacher was coming to the house where she resides. So she purified with pesticides. Called her friends nationwide. Some of her friends tongue-tied. They felt so glorified. She made steamed fish, baked fish, fish that was fried, soup, steamed vegetables, potato salad on the side. You could smell the bread in the oven far and wide, natural juices and water purified. Organic fruits brought from the countryside with silver forks and knives placed side by side. You cannot be dissatisfied. Looking out the window, staring at the mountainside, you would have died. 6:59, she's swollen with pride. As the moment intensified, there's a knock from outside. She opens the door, for the teacher has arrived. But to her surprise, it was a bum who cried, "Please, I smelt the bread from outside. One piece." And then she replied, "The teacher is coming. He's soon to have arrived. You're making me look bad. Come on now, step aside." The bum then replied, "When I say I'm hungry, I haven't lied. Give me some of that chicken that you just fried." She replied, "Chicken? Fried? No, that's for the teacher. You're not purified." Then she slammed the door and went back inside. Sat on the couch with the TV guide. She looked at the clock. It was 7:09, then 7:30. He still hasn't arrived. 8 o'clock, she's on the downside. 9 o'clock, by now she's teary-eyed. She's pissed off and her anger multiplied. She cried, then fell asleep dissatisfied. Next day, she woke up and was preoccupied with meeting the mystical teacher who lied. Where could he hide? She ran down by the seaside. He was there teaching about false pride. "You lied," she replied. "You lied. You said you'd be there at 7 o'clock. You lied," he replied. "No, I have not lied. I came at 6:59 and you told me to move aside. I asked for bread and the chicken that was fried, and you said that I wasn't purified." She replied, "I wasn't notified. I had no idea that you was the bum that cried." And the teacher sighed, then replied, "This concludes our lesson on false pride."
Once again, that was KRS-One from the Sneak Attack album in 2001, entitled False Pride. Again, not much background music other than sounds that were sort of associated with the context of the music. But as I said before, I've always viewed hip-hop as a literary phenomenon more so than a musical phenomenon, and this is an example of that. Once again, when all is said and done with this genre of music, I think 100, 200 years from now, the lyrics will stand. Some of the beats may not, but the lyrics will. And because the lyrics cover such a range of things, when we're talking about this particular type of hip-hop, whether it's religion, politics, or economics, these things, these topics will reflect the times that this music was created in. We're going to continue on with this next selection from Miss Lauryn Hill. This is the doo-wop song. She started out with the Fugees. Her solo album, Miss Education, came out in 1999, I believe. But this particular single came out in 1998, and it was one of the lead songs to help her win Best Album of the Year, I believe it was. It was a landmark deal for hip-hop. I mean, it was phenomenal. And one of the things that I think was great about this particular song, and this, or rather, I should say the whole album, was that it brought together all of the forces of hip-hop, that the audiences that had sort of walked away from hip-hop because of the gangster movement in the 1990s, you know, women sort of got disenchanted with hip-hop, and, you know, a lot of black folks that had, you know, gone to college and educated themselves, they'd gotten disenchanted with hip-hop. But she had a way of bringing everybody back to hip-hop with this album, and I think that's one of the things that made this particular album Album of the Year. Once again, this is the doo-wop song, Lauryn Hill, 1998.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame. Just without the most of king, yo. About a thing,
Feel real good when you hear the air. And make two shots in the atmosphere. Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, then you probably can. talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. I'm a slam sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Poppy Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waste man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the basement court case when the child supports late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the demon. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gonna win? How you gon' win when you ain't right with them? Come again.
And that was Lauryn Hill with the doo-wop song. We're going to play one more selection, and that will be one of my favorite groups, Black Star, and they're also in conjunction with Common on this particular song. It's called Respiration. Once again, this is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. I'm the host, William Harriet, and we're going to play this selection entitled Respiration by Black Star.
What'd you do last night?
We did two whole cars. It was me, Dez, and Mean 3, right? And on the first car, in small letters, it said, "All you see is," and then, you know, big, you know, black silver letters, it said, "Crime in the city," right?
It just took up the whole car.
Yeah, it was a whole car and shit. Then it was a,
Escúchela, la ciudad respirando. Escúchela, la ciudad respirando. Escúchela, la ciudad respirando.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, described in a plot transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotic. Draped in metal and fiber optic. We're mercenaries paid to trade hot stocks for profit. Thirsty criminals, thick pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working conscious. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pray or die, no option. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners, they all heartless, with no conscience. Backstreets stay darkened, while unbeliever hearts stay hardened. My evil talent stay sharpened, like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweet, and if you choose to eat, you can lose your teeth. Many crews retreat, nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight the savages, NASDAQ averages. My narrative rose to explain its existence amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blessing holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in, inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out, we smoke, retrace the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breath, sitting on shitty steps, we stooped to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another and ghetto birds. Reward us for from the hydrants to the gutters. The beasts walk the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken, taking in plungers, plunging to death that's painted by the numbers. We'll crawl on applied pressure. Cats is playing God, but having children by a lesser baby mother. But fuck it, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pull when the only pull you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary. So cap CMC and to illustrate what we be seeing. Hard to be a spiritual being when shit is shaking what you believe in. The trees to grow in Brooklyn, seeds need to be planted. I'm asking if y'all feel me in the crowd, left me stranded. My blood pressure boiled and rose. These New York niggas acting spoiled at shows. To the winners, the spoils go. I take the L, transfer to the 2, head to the gate. New York life type tripe, the Roman Empire State.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she bends sunshine. Breathe in, inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out, green smoke, retrace the skyline. Yo, don't the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Die before it died like the last train leaving.
Yo, on the Amen corner I stood looking at my former hood. Felt the spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt I couldn't mask it. Mixing down emotions, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed 7 steps to heaven. Inhale, waiting to exhale and make the bread leaven. Veteran of the Cold War, it's the guy I go for. What I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Slap out a window with a clutch dome, listening to shorties cut long. Young girls are weak minds, but they butt strong. Tried to call or at least speak the Lord, but didn't have a touch on. The dog and dog world, you got a must on. Some of this land I must own. Out of the city, they want us gone. Tearing down the jacks, creating plush homes. My circumstances between Cabrini and Love Jones. Surrounded by hate, yet I love home. Ask my guy how he got traveling the world sound. Found it hard to imagine he hadn't been passed downtown. I heard the city breathing the street. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. I heard my man breathing the sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in the hell vapors from bright stars to shine. Breathe out, we smoke, we trace the skyline. You heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Kiss the eyes goodbye, I'm on the last train leaving.
Once again, that was Respiration by Mos Def and Talib Kweli, also Common in the Mix. The Black Star album, this is Black Star, released in 1998. Now, this particular show has been sort of a, I stopped at the end of the 20th century, and probably the next show that I do in this area will be from 21st century on into wherever we whatever show we do, how are we going to do that. But I just wanted to lay down a few things about sort of the history or background of consciousness in hip-hop. Excuse me. Survival Radio Network, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you a little bit about our show setup. On Sundays, we have The Conversation with Clark Garrison at 4 p.m. On Mondays at 9 a.m., it's a setup with Chloe Taylor Brown. On Monday evenings at 9 p.m., it's Let's Talk Politics. I enjoy being on that show every once in a while. At 8:30 p.m. on Mondays, it's Vino Noir with Jerry Garrison. At 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, From the Basement to the Boardroom with Brian Joubert. At 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, it's Ambition News and Entertainment, Nita Stewart. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., it's The Conversation with Clark and Gale. On Thursdays, it's Yours Truly, Village Creative Radio, William Harriet, that would be me. And at noon on Fridays, it's Illuminating the Dark Fields with Joseph Carswell. And coming up very soon on Saturdays at 7 p.m., my homeboy, Mr. Moonshine Brown, hosting Anti-Robot Radio. Check that out. One more selection before we conclude this particular show. This would be the Watts Prophets with We Must Love Black People.
We must love black people, 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 we must love.
Oh yeah, We Must Love Black People by the Watts Prophets. Yes indeed. Consciousness in rap music. Once again, that definition or that description would be awareness, feeling, and thought about the external world around you, and then having the initiation to take action or the intention to take action. All right? Is consciousness in hip hop an important part of our culture? I mean, ask yourself. Is it? Has it meant anything to you? Has it shaped your understanding, your thoughts about our world? I wonder what our current president and soon-to-be re-elected president, Barack Obama, would think about that. Do you think hip-hop has influenced his thinking? I understand he's a hip-hop head. What do you think? Wrestle with that for a minute. Some say we would be losing a battle trying to, you know, sort of claim one form is superior to the other in terms of conscious hip-hop versus the non-conscious hip-hop. But, you know, there is this thought out there that they really are two sides of the same coin. Whether you're talking about Dolemite, Rudy Ray Moore in the 60s versus, let's say, James Brown or Rick Ross is up today versus Lupe Fiasco. You've always had these sort of two sides of the same coin in this rap industry. I'm one to say that they're both important. They're both valuable. And we simply have to understand the context of both, put things in perspective, keep things in perspective. We're going to conclude our show tonight with the message, Grandmaster Flash, featuring Melly Mel on lyrics. I think it would be an incomplete show to say anything about consciousness and hip-hop and omit this particular song, the message. Once again, this is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. I'm your host, William Harriet. It has been my pleasure talk to you all about and play some music for me that I enjoy listening to. I hope you enjoy listening to in regards to consciousness in hip-hop. Good night.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance of tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the food show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pitch, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. It's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back. Can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac. A mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids go reaper. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps, because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game, stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. You say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thug pimps and pushers and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a make tag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
That's cool.
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
And we're stealing Raheem, man.
Hey, upstairs,
cooling out. So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Check out June, bro.
Hey, yo, you know that girl Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom got robbed, man.
Not
what?
Like this, man.
She got hurt.
What happened? What's
up? Free. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with
Grandmaster
Flash and the Furious Five.